Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 28, Puranjana becomes a woman in the next life, texts 8 and 9. I'll read first text 8. Atmanam kanyayagrastam panchalam naridushitam duranta chintam apanno nalebhetat pratikritiyam. Translation. When King Puranjana saw that all his family members, relatives, followers, servants, secretaries, and everyone else had turned against him, he certainly became very anxious. But he could not contract the situation because he was thoroughly overwhelmed by Kala Kanya, purport. When a person becomes weak from the attack of old age, the family members, servants, and secretaries do not care for him. He is unable to counteract this. Thus, he becomes more and more anxious and laments his frightful condition. Text number 9. Please repeat. Kamanna pilashandino. Yata yamanscha kanyaya. Atma gati sneha putra dharamscha lalayam kamanna bhilashandino yataya manscha kanyaya vigatatma gati sneha enjoyment. Abhilashan, always lusting after. Dina, the poor man. Yatayaman, stale. Cha, also. Kanyaya, by the influence of Kala Kanya, Vigata lost, Atmagati, real purpose of life, Sneha, attachment to, Putra, sons, Taran, wife, Cha, and Lalayan, affectionately maintaining. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The object of enjoyment became stale by the influence of Kala Kanya. Due to the continuous of his lusty desires, King Puranjana became very poor in everything. Thus, he did not understand the aim of life. He was still very affectionate toward his wife and children, and he worried about maintaining them. Purpose. This is exactly the position of present civilization. Everyone is engaged in maintaining the body, home, and family. Consequently, everyone becomes confused at the end of life, not knowing that spiritual life and the goal of human life, are. In a civilization of sense gratification, there cannot be spiritual life, because a person thinks only of his life, of this life, although the next life is a fact, no information is given about it. Kamanna bhilashandi no yathaya mangshchakanyaya vigatatmagati sneha putra draptaramshchalalayam. The objects of enjoyment became stale by the influence of Kala Kanya. Due to the continuance of his lusty desires, King Puranjana became very poor in everything. Thus, he did not understand the aim of life. He was still very affectionate toward his wife and children, and he worried about maintaining them. Om Agyana Tibirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukham Karoti Vachavan Pankamayai Tibir Yat Kripatanaham Mande Shri Guru Jinatayana. The story of the king approaching his death continues, and in these two verses we see that King Puranjana became greatly disturbed. He was overwhelmed by insurmountable anxiety, and the reason was that he saw that his family members, followers, servants, secretaries, everyone turned against him. Usually people create family because of many reasons, but one of the main reasons is that they expect, especially when they have children, that their children, after receiving so much care from the parents during their youth, the parents, they hope very much that children will return this care and love, and in turn they will take care of them when they're old. Unfortunately, many times this reciprocation isn't there. And there are so many examples. This story of King Puranjan is one of them. Bhaktivinod Thakur in Jaiva Dharma gives also one example of a couple called Chandidas and Damayanti. These were merchant family from Saptagram. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains how they lived very frugal life and saved a lot with one purpose in mind. They had many children. They thought, when our children are grown and we are old, we'll give all this wealth to them and they'll be very indebted to us and they'll take very nice care. But what happened was that when because they were so miserly, their children also inherited these qualities. And when they grow up, they actually turn against their father. Same story. They were just thinking how to get his money and get rid of him. So what they did one day was that they discussed among themselves, the elderly sons, and then they decided, let's just send our parents to pilgrimage, and then we know that his wealth is hidden somewhere in his bedroom. We'll just plunder it and we'll not allow them to come back. So that's what they did. They went to their parents and they spoke very sweetly. My dear father and mother, we think now it's your time to retire from busy family life. We'll take care of the business, and now you have to pursue some spiritual endeavor. You have to go to pilgrimage to Navadvipa. So just, why don't you go immediately? And the parents were very happy. They left. But on the way, what happened was that they received news that their children plundered their wealth, and they did not expect them to return. So this gave very great anxiety to the parents, and they were shocked. They felt really great pain in their hearts, and also because they didn't have any belongings, they didn't have any money. They were just traveling, and when at one point there was some difficulty, they didn't have a place to sleep, nothing to eat. They had to beg. They were so disturbed that the father, Chandidas, he said to his wife, "Let's go back to Saptagram. Our children should have at least some love left for us. They cannot be so cruel." But there was a Vaishnava lady who was accompanying them since the beginning, and she said, "Are you crazy? They will kill you." They were very shocked. They continued, and eventually they reached Navadvipa, and by the mercy of the Holy Dham, by purification of being here, and especially by associating with saintly Vaishnavas, they actually surrendered, and they were very happy living this simple life as Vanaprasthas. And Krishna arranged, they had a small house, and they started practicing very sincere bhajan. So this is one story which illustrate very vividly what Bhagavatam says in second canto, when Shukadeva Goswami answers the questions he, Parikshit Maharaj, this is his main question, what is a man who is about to die, what is his duty? So in the second canto, he explains that people in general, they're relying on Atma Sanyeshu. Deshapattakalatradishu Atma Sanyeshu Satsvabi Tesham Pramattu Nidhanam Pashyam Napina Pashyatiya. They put their faith in Desha, in Deha, in their body, in Deha, in Patya, in their children, in Kalatra, in his wife. But all these are Atma-Sanyeshu-Asatsu. They are fallible soldiers. We rely on these soldiers to protect us in difficult times. When we grow old and we get the embrace of the daughter of time, old age, and we suffer so much because of this, we hope to get support from these soldiers. But they are, according to Shukadeva Goswami, Atma Sanyeshva Satsu, they're fallible. They cannot do anything to protect us. But because of attachment to them, Pramato Nidanam Pashyanna Pina Pashyati, we are blind. We don't see. We see Pashyan Apina Pashyati. We see, but we actually don't see. And that's why also Maharaj Yudhishthira answering Yamaraj, what is the most amazing thing in the world? He answered, Ahanyahani Bhutani Gachantiha Yamalayam Shesha Stavaram Ichati Kim Ashcharyam Ataparam. He says, hundreds and thousands of living entities meet death at every moment, but a foolish living being nonetheless thinks himself deathless and does not prepare for death. So, yes, we see so many people die around us, and we see so much suffering. Still, we don't think this is a problem I should think of now. We may have some vague idea, especially some fear, what will happen, but still, it is not something relevant. It is not that this problem is really troubling us. We just continue living with our ordinary life, with our daily activities, and even as devotees, we talk so much about this topic, but we forget the reality. And this may seem a harsh judgment from Bhagavatam that we're blind, we don't see the real problem. And people sometimes accuse devotees, you're too pessimistic, too negative. You're speaking all the time about miseries, old age, disease, death. You repeat all the time the same thing. You know, why you're so, how can you live your life in such a mood? You have to, you can see the sun is just shining, it's so nice, and people are nice, and you can enjoy life. Why you have to look with these dark, you know, glasses? But this is not pessimistic, it's realistic. It just show what is coming to us very quickly. We don't realize it, but if you ask, especially when you were young, but if you ask people who are old and tell them how do you feel, how long ago it was when you were a child, they'll say, well, it was just like yesterday. I was playing around. Well, Prabhupada was mentioning a few times stories like that. Once they were going from the temple room, his room was on the second floor. So he went on the stairs and started climbing slowly. And then at one point turned to his servant and said, do you know that when I was a small child, I was always running on the stairs. When I see stairs, I was always running. And I want to do that also now. But I cannot. My God, he's old. But it was just like yesterday. So it's coming very quickly, and we have to see. Our Vaishnava acharyas express this mood of lamentation not in vain. They were there. If we see the songs of Narottam Das, Hari Hari Bhipale Janama Bhola, my life, I spend my life Bhipale uselessly. I didn't use my time. Manusha Janama, Radha Krishna. I didn't, Bhaji, I didn't worship Radha Krishna. Janya Shunya Bishop Coin. I willingly drank poison. I knew that I'm drinking poison. I still drank it. I was just engaged in material affairs. I didn't worship Radha Krishna. Similarly, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Sharanagati, he explains the old age now came quickly. I'm incapacitated. The joys, all joys departed me. I'm subject to torments of disease. I'm troubled and weak. All the senses are feeble. My body is wrecked and exhausted, and my spirits are downcast in the absence of former sense pleasure. And so on and so on. We see many examples of our acharyas. Also, Raghunath Das Goswami, he begins his Vrajavilasa Stava by saying, I am now very old, I am scorched by the blazing forest, the fire of old age, deeply bitten by the poisonous snake of blindness, pierced by the sharp arrows of forced dependence on others, and surrounded by the lions of anger, lust, and greed. So this is the mood of the Vaishnavas. They feel, I'm spending my life in vain. Now I'm getting old, or I'm really old. So their conclusion is, therefore, my dear Lord, please be kind to me and give me your shelter, give me your mercy. So that is the wake-up call here in this chapter of Bhagavatam, that we have to use our human energy in a proper way. If we just use it to maintain the body, that's propatas in Bhagavad Gita. This is just animalistic life. But if we take care of the soul, that's human life. So the goal of life is just to prepare, to have, to be ready to encounter this final lesson. And it's not the materialist thing, the opposite. Prabhupada also gives one example. When he was young, he attended a meeting by not Rabindra Tagore, his brother, Gaurabinda Tagore, and he was saying, we're so much absorbed in the next life, thinking next life, next life, next, but what about this life? We're missing the opportunity of this life. This is a materialistic vision. The devotee thinks, no, I have to prepare for the next life, and I have to do it now. It's not that when I become old, and you know, I will worship Radha Krishna, and everything will be fine. The problem is, we see, we cannot use properly the senses and the mind especially. It becomes very disturbed. In one purport to 8th chapter, where Krishna explains that one who quits the body thinking of him will attain him for sure. And Prabhupada again says a similar thing, that we have to prepare now by thinking of Krishna while we can. Because he says that if we think that at the end of life it will be very easy to remember Krishna, we are wrong, because the mind is very disturbed. And he was very fond of one verse by King Kulashekar from Mukundamala Sotra, number 33. He quoted it very times, he even sang it. This verse says, Krishna tvadiya padapankaja panjarantam adhyayva me vishatamana saraja hamsa prana prayana samaye kappa vata pitai kandhavarodhana vidhav smaranam kutaste. So King Kulashekar is saying, now my mind is fit and I can think of your lotus feet, just like the royal swan can entangle in playing with the stems of the lotus flower. So Prabhupada says, therefore I'd like to die now, because I can use my mind to think of you. Because the problem is, the danger, the risk is, if I think at the end of life it will be easy to remember you, no, prana prayana samaye, the prana will be disturbed, our life ends will be very disturbed, our mind will be completely disheveled, will not be able to focus it on anything, and kapha vata pitra, they will be disturbed so much also the body that I'll be choked up with mucus, bile and air, he says. So Prabhupada translates it, therefore Krishna, let me die now. So the devotee is very determined, let me prepare now, let me do something now when I can. And at the end, when we turn back at our whole life, and we can think, did I use my energy, my life air properly? Did I dedicate everything to the Lord? Did I pass through the fire of all ordeal, like Shiva Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati said, in the fire of Sankirtan, I used my energy, I sacrificed. And we can say, yes, I used my time wisely. And it's ultimately up to Krishna what's our next destination. Actually, the pure devotee is not so much obsessed by this problem and what will happen, where I have to prepare so that, you know, I get the benefit at the end. No, the devotee actually wants to think of Krishna all the time anyway. It's not just because of who wants to not get another body, a material body. No, this is just automatic. Bilba Mangala Thakur says in Krishna Karunamrita, liberation is nothing. It's waiting with folded hands to receive my orders. It's a side effect. It comes at Namabhas. But devotees pass from Shudanam, for pure chanting, so that one can develop love for Krishna. This is the real goal, and then the rest is up to him. And usually when we have love, develop love for Krishna, we remember Krishna basically very easily, because where the mind goes, when we're fit, or especially when we're disturbed, if we drive in a car and suddenly some truck comes from this side and the driver stops and we fly towards the window, we naturally scream sometimes. What devotees, many times I heard that they have this experience, and they say, well, I didn't say Krishna, Krishna, but or something. Therefore, Prabhupada says, you know, we have to practice very carefully. Artificial, you know, practice won't help. Artificial means parrot can also chant. I don't know if you heard that class, it's recorded, it's very funny to hear Prabhupada. Parrot says, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But then the cat comes and catches the neck, and then what? No Hare Krishna. Kya, kya! That's what Prabhupada says. There's no Hare Krishna. So the same thing can happen with us if we just nikshne gili gili de de de. You know, if we just chant something without feeling, without love, inattentively, we don't develop our ruchi, taste, our sakti, our attachment, where the mind will go at this difficult time. It will go where our affection is. That's why Krishna says, whatever you think of, you'll get it. But we think of things which were dear to us. Therefore, we see all of these thought describing materialists, they always think of their loved ones. I mean, not materialists, everyone thinks, but in case of devotees, because a pure devotee, even if he has family and loved ones and he's attached, that's not a problem, because he sees them in connection with Krishna and he loves them in connection with his love to Krishna. And therefore, there's no problem, because they bring remembrance of Krishna to him. So even that attachment is not a problem if there is attachment for Krishna. So that's the main point. We have to solve this dilemma, how we'll pass the test at the end of life. The solution is we have to fall in love with Krishna. And for that we need to practice very sincerely, to develop faith in the holy name, to chant very lovingly, to avoid offenses, and to associate with devotees who have this taste. That's the only way, to take shelter of the holy name, to serve the holy name, to associate with devotees who have that, and to serve them, to develop seva priti, this attitude of service for everyone and for the holy name. And if we dedicate our whole time for this, ultimately Krishna will be merciful, and Vaishnavas will have that taste, will spontaneously have these desires awaken in our heart. And we also have to beg for this, not just wait. We have to do something. Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta Saraswati Thakur says, after 10-15 years of chanting, we should not just stay on the level of fighting with anarthas, anarthanivritti, this problem, that problem. We should go to artha pravritti, cultivate positive feeling, emotion toward Krishna. And for this, we need to beg. They asked once Vamsidas Babaji, can you tell us in a few words what is the essence of bhakti? And he said it in one word. He said, dake. This is Bengali. Dake means begging, right? Dake. Begging. It's just begging. That's the only way we can advance, especially after nishtha. Up to that level, we can endeavor ourselves and purify. But at one point, when we're steady, when we're practicing, the high levels of devotional service, they are given to us as a boon, as a mercy, as a causeless mercy. And we have to ask for that. We have to attract the attention. Śrīla Prabhupāda and Bhaktisiddhānta Saraswati often said, we have to do something so that Krishna is amazed. He looks at us and, oh, this is something special. This is something special. This devotee is doing so much for me. And then, because of that, you know, he's ready to give himself. That means we develop a strong feeling of love, like Prabhupada says in Bhagavad Gita in the beginning, strong feeling of love, and that will secure our focus on Krishna at the most crucial time when we leave our body. I will stop here. Thank you very much for your kind attention. Are there any comments or questions? Okay. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jāya, Śrīmad Bhagavatam ki jāya, Nitai Gaura Prēmanandini.